Hey J360 Legion, welcome to another J360 Mini Bytes.
Monster Fest, J360 Radio.
Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J360 Mini Bytes for episode 229. I'm your host, J-Man, of course. And let me just let you all know, this is the third week of
Monster Fest.
Yes, it is still going on. Lots of excitement is happening still. And let me just tell you, this has been a pretty awesome week. Now, I know, like, last week was actually two episodes, and then, you know, some special features coming into play. For those of you that signed up for the Discord, yes, we are actually watching some movies. I told you guys to sign up years ago and make sure, like, you upgrade the stuff and everything, you know. Keep your logins handy, you know, because you never know what I'm going to do inside of that Discord from time to time. And let me just tell you this, got a lot of special things happening from now, even to the holiday season. We may do some things. What will they be? Well, you're just going to have to stay tuned and all that jazz. By the way, if you like the way my voice is sounding, I am using the travel mic finally. So that means, like, whenever I'm out of town, baby, we can go ahead and keep doing these shows. Oh, yeah. I've been busy, guys. I've been busy. And let me tell you this, like, you know, it's no feat to go ahead and make these shows and keep making, like, these special things happen for those of you out there who have been waiting for quite a while. And, you know, since you had two episodes last week, and I know, like, I think the J-Man show was a little late and all that jazz, well, you know, I've been busy working on stuff for this week. Because quite a few things have happened. See, not only are you getting a J360 Jams 101, more on that a little later in the episode, you're also getting a J360 Jams TV episode, and you're getting Project Conference. I'm telling you this, like, the fact that I've ran through and I worked with many great people to put this stuff together, this is just awesome. And, you know, I did not get that 10th music video until much, much later, which is why, like, you know, you guys didn't get it last week, otherwise you would have. But, you know, going back into J360 Jams for a minute, yes, it is Jams Week, officially. And not only that, like, this episode has the distinction of being voted by for the people, by the people. Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, because I didn't have any plans in the works for Jams 101, but, you know, because I was going to give you guys a mixtape. And I had a vote go between, would you guys want a Halloween mixtape, or would you guys want J360 Jams 101? And you all voted for Jams, and I was like, oh, that is awesome. I mean, you know, the mixtapes are great, but I guess there's nothing like, you know, the party of all parties coming in, you know, that every other week on Fridays and stuff, and we're just going ahead doing the Monster Mash, you know? So, and 100 was so damn good. It was just like, wow. So, you know, got to give the people what they want. So you guys are getting J360 Jams 101 this Friday. You're also getting, in addition to the mini bite happening right now, telling you what's going on, you are getting the J-Man show again. And I'm going to tell you this, the stories that are coming up on it, you guys are going to, you're going to love it. You know, it's just really worth it seeing how all this comes into play. And for those of you that have probably gotten excited about Project Conference, yes, that show is coming back in a big way. Even though I kind of had to do a bit of changes because, you know, remember what I said about StreamYard in a previous episode? Yeah, all of that is true. It is not the same as it used to be. So it was kind of a tussle trying to get that episode ready. But let me just say this, it's well worth the wait. And I can bring up next week's stuff. All right, it's my show, you know. But yeah, let me just say this, Project Conference 14 is coming. You'll love the guests, too. The guests are amazing on that episode. Clock Out Films, the people who brought us Slaughter Beach, and lots of other awesomeness. And by the way, they actually have their Indiegogo set up for their latest film coming along. So the crowdfunding is back. You can check out the link for it in the description box below. Please help them complete their movies. These talented guys are going to be going places. And you know, like I said, I want to see them make it. In addition to all of you out there who are creators too. Like, this is the perfect time. This is what I've been saying. The Renaissance needs to happen, and not to mention, like, everybody coming together and making their art count. Because, you know, like I said, you look at mainstream media, and if you're bored with it, you got to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? So, if people are trying to copy off of you, let me just let you know this. That means that your work ain't trash, and you got to keep on making it. See what I'm saying? Eh, stuff be wild, y'all. Stuff be wild. And then not to mention some of these movies that we have seen. You know, I'll be honest with you. After, you know, Beneath the Old House, you know, after I saw that episode, that was a good anthology. But you see, the thing about it is when you dive into good horror films, you start seeing all of the terrible and the whatever horror films coming out of woodwork. You know, horror in name only. Like, some of that stuff is just really just a gore fest or, you know, somebody's sexual deviant movie coming into play. And I managed to see quite a bit of those in the last few days. I was like, damn, are we on the other side of Monster Fest again?
American Giant makes great clothing, T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You know, it's bound to happen because not all of them are winners. But you see, like last night, though, after I saw my latest stinker that made me wanted to bleach out my eyes, I happily watched another movie with a few of my friends joining in and giving their takes on a few things. You know, shout outs to Mark Marco and AG, of course. And by the way, AG, keep working on your stuff, man. I love the Halloween bracket you're doing. Why didn't I think of that? But, you know, that would have been really good for these movies that I saw, man. I was like, I need to get a thing of bleach. I need to take out my eyes, man. I can't see no more of this. But then I saw, like, you know, the Theater of Terror, and it was really good. It was pretty much a 4, just like how Slaughter Beach is a 4. And I was like, yo, I'm back. We're back. Monster Fest is back on track, baby. Back on... you know, because sometimes you get like a movie where everybody just talks and you don't see no monster until the end. Or sometimes you get a real passive monster that's not a villain as much, say, like those trespassing in his land and all that jazz. And, you know, it's been going back and forth like that, which is why, like, sometimes the ratings have not come out as they did. But don't you worry, though. I'm going to have them come out by this weekend, so you will all be seeing something unique. Matter of fact, oh, and before any of y'all start thinking, like, a 4 is low and all that stuff, you know how the J360 rating is around here. It's a 1 to 5. Keep it simple, you know what I mean? I'm not doing that GameSpot and, what's that other one that really, really sucks? Oh, yeah, IGN. Hit the hell with that rating system. And you guys know how I rate things, if you've been paying attention. Now, I have mentioned before that we're going to be doing a lot of J360 TV. And yeah, you know what I mean? Like, got to walk between the two. So, I'm thinking this. Whereas you got, like, this week here being about J360 Radio, how about next week, you know, we go ahead and do some J360 TV and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? It would be really, really cool. And I'm also thinking, you know, as I'm getting my schedule together, because some shows have made a comeback and some shows have not. I'm thinking, because we have a bunch of special events happening, I would say we can move the Project Conference 14 episode back to next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Because, let's see, you got the Frightful Refrain special happening. You got, oh, yeah, it would be perfect. And then you got, like, you know what? Like I said, a lot of the J360 TV things are going to be happening next week. So, yeah, we'll do it that way. And as for this way, we're going to go ahead and get through what we need to get through for the lineup, which is the Mini Bites right now, the J-Man Show happening tomorrow. Yes, it is happening on Wednesday. And then, of course, you know, you got jams coming up on that Friday along with something special happening on Saturday. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? But you're just going to have to stay tuned to see what's happening because, like, Thursday, I'll be out and about and crap, so I'll be doing quite a lot of stuff then. And I know I mentioned Project Conference 14, but it would just be perfect for all of those J360 TV episodes to roll together. So you guys will stay tuned for that. And not to mention, those of you asking me about the Power Play, you will have to stay tuned and see. Okay? But all in all, though, let's just say these movies have just been killing it lately. I know there's a few that I would like to take a look at tonight. And that being said, you know, I've been working on trying to make sure, like, the Monster Fest movies are not a solo affair. So anytime you guys want to see anything unique or see, like, what's interesting that's going on, you know, take a look at our Discord sometime. See what I'm saying? Or ask me about it. You could always email me at j360productions@outlook.com. Anything regarding, like, you know, the processes of J360 Productions. And then, of course, like, for those of you musicians out there, you know, there's still time to submit to Jams 101. So just email me at j360jams@gmail.com. That is strictly for musicians alone. And let me just let you know, send me two tracks instead of one. I've noticed this kind of stuff now. I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, I'm not trying to mess with your process too much, but it's like, you know, you need two tracks to play. And you can send one of your older ones. It's entirely up to you, but if you have a newer one on deck, you know, go ahead and fulfill the submission. Get what I'm saying? But all in all, though, I respect every single one of you. This has been a great, great MonsterFest season. And like I said before, I still have a lot of things that I want to do in terms of pilots and experiments. So, you know, just pay attention because this is the third week and this is the best time to go ahead and do this stuff. And for those of you that did not make it to the streams the other day, don't be bent out of shape. I will be doing the streams every day in MonsterFest from late night to at least 12 o'clock in the morning. So it's just one of those kind of things that you can pay attention to and, you know, ask me about it sometimes, you know? But all in all, though, I hope you all are taking care of yourselves, and I hope you all are excited as I am, because, man, we got a lot of cool stuff happening right here. So you all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.